This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It's the fourth and final hour of tonight's G-Bag Nation. The Rangers are in Chicago. They're going to take on the Cubs with the pregame at 6 o'clock. The first pitch at 6:40. Evaldi is on the hill against Steele. So it should be a fun night there. They look to improve to 9-2 on the year. We'll talk more Rangers baseball with you coming up at 5:20 when we hit the expressway. We'll go commercial-free to the top. But right now, it is time for an early edition of LA Live into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
Been a minute. Let's get into a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance some of everything.
For me to sit back here in this studio looking at a guy out here hollering my name when last year I spent more money on spilled liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made. You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, just stealing, wheeling, dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun. And I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
This is LA Live for Monday, April 7th, 2025. It is a Monday, Friday vibes going off here in LA Live. Welcome, Tolos. Welcome. And shout out to the now disbanded Dallas hip hop group, PPT, for that name. All right. And LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. And what else we got? Oh, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, hey, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. Matter of fact, Tolos, I appreciate all the help you've been giving me. I did a lot of catching up over these past few days of all the messages you sent me. You don't have to send me that AI image of the comedians as babies anymore. Thank you.
Got it. That was overflooded.
Thank you. I got it. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I got enough of them, though. All right. Let's see here. Oh, you can follow us all. You can find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here is from the morning show. Bobby Bell dropped a diss track aimed at Zach and Eric. Yeah. All right, let's play it.
Had to be you guys. Had to be the nosebleeds. Bleeder! I thought we were cool.
Bleeder.
Okay.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Stop and blare this music as I get into my story time. Zach and Eric blew it when they stopped Young Belted just for time. Burned a bit to know that they would go and pick a fight with me. I'll tourniquet these hoes because I know just how to stop a bleed. Let me start with Wolchuk and I'll send him to his mommy's arms. He thinks that he's LeBron, but let's be honest, can't play Bronny's part. Oof. Rhymes that hit so hard, he'll probably leave here with a busted lip. I'll post that shit on YouTube and I'll title it a custom vid.
Oof.
Damn. Got me feeling like Etu Brute. Bet the issue go five times and you have to hear it every day. Got that nostril plug, now the other one is trying to bleed. I forgot his name, like he's out here repping Micah P. Does he ever talk? I just don't know how Brody got this far. Probably should go back to selling all those busted lemon cars. G bag of the decade, get your vote right, she a follow. And get the EpiPen because he's nuts, you about to
Oh, come on.
Oh. Very disrespectful, I thought there at the end.
That was very rude.
Many times throughout. I couldn't believe you voted for him, Wolchuk.
Yeah, now, and second thought, I probably shouldn't have because we do have to hear it again.
And again, and again, and again.
Tomorrow's a new day, boys. Tomorrow's a new day.
I don't like the Bronny diss in it. I'm going to tell you right
Thank
now.
Thank you. Bronny's been balling.
He's been balling. And the Lakers made all their money back, buddy.
Damn right.
And they're selling out the arenas, wherever they're playing at.
True.
All right. Let's see. Yeah, the vibes on a boop. Oh! It was delayed. Hating on me. LA Live 105.3 The Fan. Yeah, it, really. Yeah.
Daddy's back.
It's a Monday, Friday. Back from a remote location. Missed a lot of news while I was out. Seen LeBron James jumped on Pat Mack's show.
Yeah.
Wow. He did some talking. He said, what is it? Brian Windhorse?
Windhorse. <No.
laughs> He put him in a hearse. He said he was a goofy. Trying to act like you're my friend. I seen a lot of stuff out here, man. What else? The NFL banned the finger guns?
Yeah, they did.
I get that. I get it. I mean, it's a push, but I get it.
And the finger to the nose.
The nose.
Yeah, they got the nose wipe, and I want to know who's snitching. Who's snitching? How did the NFL know what the nose wipe actually meant?
It was a good run, though. 3 or 4 years.
It was it's a great celebration.
Yeah,
it's really cool. I like it. But you know what? I don't know. Somebody snitching.
I thought it was pretty good code.
It's great code.
Yeah, in that,
and nobody was supposed to know about that because wiping out the competition. Yeah, it's easy to say it like that. That's what I say here on this radio station. When we bring up the nose wipe, I say, yeah, it means wiping out the competition because I'm not going to tell you the absolute truth about what it means. Because I can't tell you what that man says he wants it to mean, but I know it's wiping out the competition. But there's always somebody on the fan text that wants to come up here and say, well, it actually means this, guys. Yep. It actually means that, guys. Yep. Why are you snitching, bro? You think you're going to get like a cookie or something? Somebody's going to give you a sticker for snitching on CeeDee Lamb? Aren't you a Cowboy fan? Don't let that man have a celebration. You want to come up here and get a pat on the back.
I mean, the kids didn't know what it was, you know?
Well, the kids knew what it was. I mean, the little kids don't know.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They don't know. Yeah, they don't know. Yeah.
They're having fun watching
Most
the game.
Most people didn't know. That's what I'm saying. Somebody was in the NFL office snitching. Boy, I'm going to tell you what he's doing, by the way, since we're banning things. That right there. Come on, bro.
I thought the way that he pointed toward the first down while he was doing it was extra.
Pointed towards the first down. Yeah. If he smoked you, he pointed and then did the thumbs down. Come on. Slime life, young slime life. It's crazy, man. Who snitched up there? The NFL fined Ja Morant.
Yeah.
After they warned him about the finger gun. Yes. He went out there, and what was it, like 6 minutes into the game? He
finger gunned it again.
Not here. Most expensive finger guns in sports history.
$75,000?
Yeah. Poor guy. Poor guy. What else did I miss? Did I miss anything else out there?
I mean, not that I can remember. But that's not saying
that's
much.
That's weed.
All right, brother.
Rangers aren't scoring.
Yeah, Rangers are hot.
Rangers aren't scoring. Are runs.
Stars have been hot and cold. They're back to cold.
Okay.
But they won 7 in a row.
Okay. I can get with that.
Yeah. Paige Beckers was rumored to not be wanting to come to the Dallas Wings. There was a rumor that she was going to do, like, I'll go back to school or I'll go do the 3-on-3 league. But she's pretty much said, I'll go where I'm taking
it. You better come to Dallas, bro. That's what, you know, that's what we've already been thinking anyway.
Oh, Hot Tua came out of hiding.
I seen she came out of her cocoon.
Yep.
Shout out to Hawk Tua.
Did she throw out the first pitch? Or was that last summer?
I think that was last year.
Okay,
that
was last summer.
I think that was last year.
Whoa. All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. Usually every Saturday morning, my routine is to clean my condo because I'm the only one that cleans the darn thing.
Okay.
And if I clean it on Saturday, a deep cleaning, it doesn't have to be clean throughout the rest of the week until I get to it again type vibes. And I like to turn on some music. This time I was listening to Shade 45 on XM.
Yeah.
Sure. DJ Who Kid's show. I like Who Kid. He had Jay Farrell, the comedian Jay Farrell, on there that does all the voice impersonations. Used to be on SNL. He's been up here before. And he had Exhibit. Y'all remember Exhibit?
Yeah.
Okay.
X to the Z.
X to the Z. Why do we pay attention to Exhibit on this show? Does anybody remember, fellas?
He was on that podcast and he was over laughing guy.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Way to go, Dawson.
Did it.
Going to give you a sticker for your
Hell yeah, bro.
Folder to take home to your mother, okay, sir?
He remembered something today at 5:10. Good boy.
Yeah, it's Exhibit's laugh.
Give me the Kelsey Bros.
I do not know why he laughs like that. But if you Google an image of Exhibit, it's just a large image of him laughing. Wow. It really is. If just Google Exhibit, it's just him laughing. But I had to get some cuts for y'all, bro, so you can just hear it in live action. Like, I was listening. I'm trying to vacuum. I was turning it off like, what is going on? Jay Farrell is twisting Exhibit up. This man is falling out of his seat laughing. Listen to this.
How about you? You live out here. How's the energy? Like, you being from VA and you absorbing all this.
The energy is great because I got a gate. I'm away from all that weird stuff. I'm good. I'm in my house. If I ain't in my house, I'm on the road.
He said, I got a gate. My man fell out the chair. A gate is funny to him. Jay Farrell, you know, he does like a Jay-Z impersonation, which is really, 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 really good. And it twisted Exhibit up.
Cool. I mean, I wasn't that cool. You know what I'm saying? Like I wasn't the industry friend guy.
You know why? And I understand that. Because, like, you know, you've always been like the cool like, you know, my you know, like my favorite. Hey, yo, you don't want to mess with me. Yo, that was my like, yeah. you know, my first kid got made off of that nobody knows about. Did I say that? No, I'm just kidding. It's the internet.
Jeez.
Yeah, sometimes you got to laugh at yourself. I do that quite frequently.
What is going on with Exhibit, bro? I've never seen anybody laugh that hard.
Does he have any strain on the market, maybe?
I don't know. The gummies.
Just enjoying his guests.
I've never seen anybody laugh that damn hard, bro. Yeah. And it's not fake. It's every time there was a joke. He's
just leaving it.
He will. I mean, I could use a guy like that around here.
Man.
You know? Some of these jokes I'm telling. We'll just get a little backup on him.
We'll just start over laughing for you.
Yeah.
We're your hype team.
Yeah.
It reminded me of Eddie Murphy on Nutty Professor when he was Buddy Love.
Yeah.
When he cracked a joke. Slim Slow. Crazy, bro.
Is that the guy that got folded up in the piano?
Yeah, it was. I think that was Dave Chappelle, wasn't it?
What was it?
He was Reggie. Come on, give Reggie a hand, everybody. Give Reggie a hand.
Man, Mr. Klump could get busy when that stuff hit.
Boy, let's see. I got one more clip for you. He does a pretty good Denzel Washington. I'm talking about Jay Farrell. Oh. And they were asking him about the Gladiator movie, part two.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How much did you get paid? Did you like it? All the other stuff. Boy, Exhibit. I mean, you got to take it slow, Jay. You're going to hurt this man.
Never forget Denzel Washington in Glory.
What?
What's so funny about that?
Remember Denzel in Glory.
Never forget Denzel Washington in Glory. When
Somebody said he looks like Denzel.
Yeah,
bro.
That's what they say. Hey, look, maybe we cousins or something.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
You made a lot of money in Gladiator too, huh?
Yeah, I did. You know, there was a lot of Romanesque things happening.
That's what that is?
That's right. It's a lot of Romanesque things happening. That's what was going down. That's what they did back. It was
they
like
gonna give him the Oscar for that.
That's right. It was like Diddy current day. That's what it was. That's right. That's what it is. It's just all about whatever they wanted. They see somebody off the street, they see a booty, whatever booty they like, they pick it up. they walk off and they say, thou, tis of thee. And then all of a sudden, you know, your cheeks are clapped. There's
your cheeks are clapped.
They say, thou, tis of thee.
He's phenomenal.
Yes, that's great. No, he did so many of them. He does a rapper Cassidy. Who has a Cassidy in the belt? He does a Swiss Beats. Who has that in their game, bro? That's craziness. How much time I got right here? Before I get out of here, let me do this real quick, bro. Because I watch some TV.
Here we go.
I watch some TV. Yeah. Getting the popcorn. I want my popcorn. It's made on the stove, too.
Yeah.
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 Turn them lights off. Turn them LED lights on. Get comfortable. Where my blanket at? Yarr! Get your feet off my sofa. Let's go. Oh my gosh, that's that old HBO intro, bro. Woo! All right, yeah, so speaking of HBO, White Lotus Season 3, I loved it.
You did? Okay.
This is my favorite cast. 100% my favorite cast of White Lotus. The plots and the stories was great. It was too much going on to wrap it up properly when it comes to it being, you know, the season finale. Way too much going on for you to wrap it up. So even though that last episode was an hour and 29 minutes, it still felt rushed. But it was really good. Parker Posey. Man, Parker Posey.
Oh, she is the best part of the show.
Oh, my gosh. Parker Posey was in her bag. Tim, have you seen my pills?
You're going to be a Buddhist.
Oh, my gosh.
She's awesome.
Oh, she did really, really good. Carrie Coon killed it. Arnold Schwarzenegger's kid. I didn't know that was Arnold Schwarzenegger's kid for a while.
I didn't know until the show came out and everybody started talking. I was like, I didn't know he was an actor.
That was a really good season, man. I can't wait to the next one. Don't like how they wrapped it up. I don't understand why my man Rick went back to the hotel after he did what he did. I'm not going to give you any spoilers, but good stuff out there. And the Mindcast movie dropped over the weekend. It was a big hit. $301 million worldwide. $157 million domestically. Minecraft.
Yeah, crazy.
Oh, Minecraft?
It tore up the box. I mean, Corey said he went and saw it instead of going to the Ranger game yesterday.
Man, it's just, movies based on video games have just never gone well,
that's,
have they?
That's the point.
This one boomed.
This one boomed. I don't know if it's good.
Huh.
The movie goers and staff hate the movie.
Oh, no.
Because the kids come in there and they're tearing the place up.
I bet. They
act like they've never been to a movie before. It's different.
They might not have ever been to a movie.
They're running around. They're screaming at the screen. It's a whole lot. Hold on. Listen to this. This theater. That's it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Streaming. You don't want to be in there.
It's a lot going on.
Oh, I'm going to wait for home release on that one.
Throwing popcorn, yelling from theater to theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to have fun.
Called.
Oh, really? Yeah. Cops were called. Cops were Minecraft
on kids. Wow. For kids. Yeah, they weren't arrested, but they were detained.
Wow.
Across the country.
Across the country.
Across the country.
This has gone viral.
This has gone viral. This is the things the kids are doing. I don't know what's going on in the theaters, but they're screaming and hollering and acting a fool.
Must be a challenge.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's go to Minecraft and get arrested challenge, bro.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's good stuff.
How old are we talking? 9, 10?
Well, I mean, this is like my son's age and younger into Minecraft because he came up with it. Did you play it, Wilcher?
No, this was way after me.
I played it a bunch with Abby on Xbox. Because when it came out for Xbox, I was like, let's try this. This is like 10 years ago. And we would have fun just like trying to mine into a mountain all the way until you hit the lava. That's pretty much all we do.
Good for you, bro.
Yeah, or put codes in and fly around.
Yeah, I would try to watch my son play it sometimes. I was looking like, what's going on? Should I be concerned about him? this is fun to you, bro?
I mean, the generations, they got this sort of experiential type of video game genre where they just want to go into like this alternate world and build.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
They're coding too.
Yes,
like, right? Coding. They're coding, man.
Yeah, good.
Which, I mean, that's badass. It's a hell of a skill.
Yep. All right, I got to go.
There he is.
We're so up against it.
Okay.
My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be back tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. Peace. Ah!
There he goes. LA Live most nights 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation, but we're going early tonight because Rangers pregame's coming up at 6 o'clock, and we lead sports into pregame as always here on 105.3 The Fan, and we're back to hit that expressway next in the G-Bag Nation.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bank Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time now to hit the expressway. We're going to go commercial free to the top. And we do that for you every night at this time. Now, what's different about tonight is at 6 o'clock, we're going to Rangers pregame. They're getting set to visit the Cubs. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And the expressway itself is presented by the on-time experts. All right. And if you're just tuning in, you did just miss LA Live. Usually we run it at 5:40. Tonight... And we got the Rangers pregame coming up, so we run sports into the pregame here at the Fan. So if you want, anyway, long story short, if you want to go back and listen to LA Live, you can with the Odyssey app or with Twitch or with YouTube. We're going to get you caught up on everything that's been developing throughout your broadcast day, though. Chris Young Show, last hour, brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore every Monday at 4:20 in the G-Bag Nation. You know, he said twice it's important for him to have his guys' backs and for them to know that he has their back and to make sure that they know he believes in him. So I think that was my biggest takeaway. Like, you're kind of one of the in those situations in sports or in professional life where you got to be positive, you got to believe in your guys, and you got to, you know, put your head down and grind and keep believing. You know, there was a time here at the Fan when I first started in March of 2010, and I would say this probably what felt like the case till at least 2014, maybe 2015, where we were fighting an uphill battle. You know, there were three sports radio stations in town, and we were third. You know, and I remember at the time, you know, people would constantly be asking on Twitter or the big, team in town would be making fun of you, and publicly. Your thought was, nobody is ever going to see me crack for a second on the belief in this team and this radio station. But privately, it's like, holy crap, are we have a thing going here? Why aren't we doing better yet? We have the Cowboys and Rangers on our radio station, right? Mm-hmm. So eventually, and as it plays out in almost every radio station's history in the world, it takes time to build up in this industry. Now, in baseball, last year you spent time saying it'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't. So I think a lot of fans, want to hear more urgency, but it's still too early. When it's time, CY is going to come in with one of these interviews and come in hot, and it'll be clear he's ticked off about the way the team's playing. But it's not time yet. No. I think maybe...
He said 10 games, right?
10 more games?
Yeah, no. He was saying...
It's only been 10 games. I think in general, 25 games. You know, at that point, you're just about a sixth of the way through the season. 40 games is the old sort of cliche in baseball. And we'll see, you know. But right now, I'm most concerned with Marcus Semien, right? That's the only thing in this entire equation that I'm like, that thing right there might be a case of a guy hitting his mid-30s where almost every single all-star player in the history of baseball goes to no longer be an all-star, Wolchuk. But I was expecting that he would drop down to like still a good player, a plus player. This is bad. But you talked to us earlier about how when you were doing the pregame, it was Semien's first year, and he was terrible for an entire month.
He was. Yeah, and at the time, the Rangers just paid big money for him and Seager, and fans were frustrated. They wanted immediate return on that, and Semien, it took a little while to get situated. So I do think, look, I stressed last week, I'm also concerned given the age, and this is kind of now, I think, a year and a half trend where Marcus hasn't proven to be the same offensive player that he was, where you're a second baseman that's hitting over 30 home runs for you. But the RBIs have been there at least to this point in the season. He's still got four of those, and he's still a plus defender. The thing that I'm focused on is I need Jake Berger. I need Jock Peterson. You know, those were the guys that you brought in to add some more juice and some more pop into this lineup. And Berger did hit a home run on Saturday. Jock had a big hit yesterday. But those are the guys that I'm expecting eventually. The law of averages, it'll end up happening for them. We just got to give them a little bit of time.
Yeah, Jock Peterson's, what, 32 years old, still a fairly young man, maybe the last tail end of his prime. But he was so good last year, you know, this kind of a drop off. And, you know, those are the kind of players where you're like, listen, it's early. But once you're 34, 35, I think everything is on the table, and you got to be open-minded to the possibilities. But, you know, right now, 10 games in, you're 8-2, you're top of the American League. The Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line is open for you. You know, CY says he's confident, but I do think, as you mentioned, Wolchuk, you're in a year and a half sample size on some of these guys struggling. There's no right answer. It's up for everybody to decide for themselves how much confidence you have in the Rangers right now. And as a fan or as a media member, I don't think there's a wrong answer on this offense. You know, I'm thinking it's probably around an average offense. It would be my genuine emotional opinion right now.
Yeah, and maybe that is what ends up happening. Maybe we had, I mean, I know I did. I thought that this had the opportunity to get, once again, to be one of the best offense, if not the best in the American League. And that had the opportunity to possibly carry the club. So maybe, you know, you take a step back and you rein in those expectations a little bit. I still love the way this team's just found ways to win. I think that's a sign of a good baseball team, especially doing it in a variety of different ways. They've shown a little hints, like they put together a really good third inning on Friday night. The bottom of the lineup, I thought, had a really good night yesterday. So overall, I think that you've seen signs to where this thing can click into form. But I get the whole PTSD factor, where that was the conversation all of last year. Like, eventually this guy's going to come back. That guy's going to come back. Adolis Garcia is not going to stink for the whole season. They're going to get it figured out. But you should get Josh Jung back in the lineup tomorrow. And you just got to hope that he can stay healthy and that the guys they brought in, Higashioka, Berger, Peterson, these guys end up playing up to expectations, which I do think that they will. I'm with you on the Marcus Semien stuff, but as long as this rotation keeps pitching the way they're pitching, the bullpen for the most part has been really, really steady, and they're running the bases better with the stolen bags this year, I think there's a lot of signs that are really positive for an 8-2 team through 10 games that has the best record in the American League.
Yeah, you know, and I agree with you, Wolchuk. This is just, I think it's an amazing blessing to get sort of lucky to win this many games while you're struggling.
Absolutely.
You know, and it is what good teams do is, yes, they figure out a way to win enough of these games that when they're, you know, when they return to playing normal offensive baseball, it is going to be a windfall of victories. And that's the kind of, you know, dynamic you need to build a lead that can insulate you from those midsummer doldrums or a late season struggle, you know. And right now, this is looking a lot like the 2023 season, where you start hot and you build a lead that can, you know, cushion you. You get me Eovaldi and DeGrom to the playoffs, you're really going to like what happens.
Amen.
You know, this team, I believe, is maybe more built for the postseason than the regular season. MLB.com has some fresh power rankings. They come in fifth. So that's pretty awesome. You know, that is a national outlet buying you. They're on pace right now for 130 win season, sitting at 8-2. So that's not going to happen. But, you know, it seems insane that they put together this number of wins while having the worst batting average in all of baseball. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Luke Jackson and Chris Martin have been awesome. You know, I think Corey Seager and Jock Peterson, these are guys right now you need to break out the bats, yeah, and start putting this thing together.
Yeah, Jock Peterson had 101 hits last year.
Wow.
You know, and right now he's got 3. You know, with the, like, 28 plate appearances.
That bat's going to get hot eventually.
You got to hope. You got to hope. You know, I mean, they obviously thought enough of Jock Peterson to go out and get him. Everything about it is great teammate, great in the clubhouse and all that. But, you know, he needs to find a way to deliver. You know, he's got a double and 2 singles. And, you know, that's they've got to have better than that.
Well, Kamar Rocker found a way to deliver last night.
Sure did.
After having...
He was pitching out of trouble a couple of times.
Yeah. And now he has a quality start, you know, you know, he can use to boost his confidence going forward. He said, Eovaldi and DeGrom are the leaders. We follow them and try to be like them. I thought that was a great post-game comment. But your top 4 in the power rankings before the Rangers, Dodgers 1, Phillies 2, Yankees 3, Padres 4, and then your Rangers coming in at 5.
Yankees are, I think, 6-4 now? Well, yeah, I think they lost today to the Tigers. So yeah, I mean that's I think they're 6-4.
That's true, you Yankees.
Yeah,
the Rangers now 6-0 when holding their opponent to 3 runs or fewer this season, and they lost both games when they allow 4 or more. So that's something interesting to keep an eye on.
8-2 when they get 4 hits.
What do you think of DeGrom and his mechanics? Again, on Saturday, it was reminiscent of his spring training and exhibition start, where it's just more hits and more runs than we're used to. I want to believe this is just coming back from Tommy John surgery. But I think also you're not throwing it as hard. You're older, and now you've had 2 Tommy Johns. So I don't know. I think that the chances that he is not going to be able to be as good as he was, the player before you signed him, the chances of that are increasing.
Well, yeah, Dawson, it's funny you say that, because I was looking at the Baseball Savant, and his four-seam fastball is up, like on the average,
yeah,
of the league. He's at almost 97 miles an hour in his four-seam, which is above a right-handed pitching average.
Yeah.
His slider is up a mile. His change is up 3 miles.
Yeah.
But that's compared to everybody else.
In the league, that's what I'm saying.
Compared to himself, he's down.
Yeah. I was just kind of sitting there thinking just of the average. But no, you're right. That for him, I'm sure he's – but, you know, he's using his four seam. They say a lot more, and they're using the slider a lot more than he has in the past.
I mean, you go ahead and put together just a pretty good season, and – It could shape up to be one of the worst signings, you know, if you can't be the DeGrom that you were. But I'm more confident in him than I am in Semien right now, as far as, you know, guys that are going to have a great, like Nelson Cruz and David Ortiz, I think are the only guys like in the last 20 years to make it beyond 36 still playing at an all-star level. And you know, I wouldn't bet against our guy doing it. And he seems so professional. You know, yeah. And his nutrition, he's not a guy whose weight fluctuates. He's not a guy that's carrying weight in his neck like he's been up all night having a bad diet. None of that, you know, so it just makes sense that he could. But I mean, Semien's going to be 35 years old coming up in September. First baseman Vlad Guerrero and the Blue Jays are in agreement. It's a 14-year, $500 million contract extension pending a physical.
Mm. Wow.
That's something. The Blue Jays are sitting there at 5-5. The 26-year-old, a 4-time All-Star already, son of Vlad, had said he would not negotiate during the season after the sides came to an agreement. But the sides did continue to talk and sealed a deal as the 3rd largest in Major League Baseball history behind Juan Soto and Shohei Ohtani.
It's wild. His average annual value of $35.7 million is still only 8th among current contracts. You got Ohtani at 70. Soto at 51. The Phillies just signed Zach Wheeler with 42 APY. Judge is at 40. Of course, DeGrom, who we just talked about, and Blake Snell, who also went on the IL today at 36.4, and then Garrett Cole. It's just silly money going around in Major League Baseball, but it is a 14-year deal. I mean, we're doing like these crazy decade-long deals in baseball.
Yeah, it is. It's. I don't know why teams do that. I guess that's just the deal that players and agents are driving, and we can't afford to give it all to you over 5 or 6 years because it'll blow us over the luxury tax threshold. So instead of us giving you all the money that we can over the next 5 to 6 years, we're going to stretch it out over 7, 8, 9, 10 years, and knowing full well the last 3 or 4 years of that deal, you're going to be way, way overpaid if you're even in the game still.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of like the price you got to pay is guaranteeing these guys money until they're in their freaking late 30s. 469 says, classic Dawson just looking at stats except for the stat of being the best team in the AL. As Parcells said, you are what your record says you are. Well, I mean,
but Bill would say that after Thanksgiving.
After Thanksgiving.
In baseball terms, how many
after
games?
After the All-Star break?
Yeah, how many games have you played by Thanksgiving, you know, in the NFL?
Like what 12, is that? 13.
12. Yeah, yeah, 12 games, yeah. So you are what you are after. So in baseball terms, you are what you are after about 40 games.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. You know, I don't get to watch all the games. You know, we have so many pro sports teams here in DFW.
You're being a dad.
Yes, and I'm being a dad. I mean, that much is obvious. But we've had an incredible amount of rain over the last 2 weeks. And what has that done for me? That's rained out all of our soccer games, Abby's games, Remy's games, all their practices. So I think I've watched all but maybe 1 or 2 hours of the Rangers season so far.
Yeah.
And And yeah, you know, I think this is actually evidence that you're paying attention to much more than the record. Because, you know, wins and losses in baseball, if you're going on a week or couple of week sample size, it doesn't matter that much. What matters is, you know, what kind of success you're having, barreling the ball and avoiding bats. That's really what it comes down to. And if you're not barreling the ball and avoiding bats from a hitting and pitching perspective, no matter what your record is, you know, it's likely not going to be amazing in the coming months. NCAA tournament championship game tonight, Florida against Houston. One of the greatest minutes, I think, in Texas statewide sports history on Saturday night with Houston's unreal comeback. 6 points in the last 15 seconds. You had a little bit of Reggie Miller going on there. You had a little bit of Nick Anderson missed free throws going on there. But the foul called on Cooper Flagg there on that. When I was watching that live, it looked like he had the gentleman's arm pinned down, but that gentleman was actually reaching behind his back and trying to hold Cooper Flagg.
Crazy.
Maybe the worst blown call, I think, that we'll see in a lot. I mean, this goes up there with the Saints being robbed on those pass interferences in the NFC title game back-to-back years.
Mm-hmm.
Just unbelievable. And, you know, I did feel like Duke was the better team, and watching that game for both halves, it was clear. I mean, Duke was out executing on both ends of the court. Whenever Houston would get close, boom, we're making a run at you. But I think Kelvin Sampson just hit all the right buttons and hit all the right notes there late in that game to create the full court trap, basically. All of a sudden, Duke couldn't inbound the ball. And the look on their face said everything. I think that was the inexperience.
Shock, stunned.
And then their senior point guard getting hurt. I think he got a concussion with like 10 minutes to go. Or maybe it wasn't a concussion, but it was definitely a blow to the head. And he wasn't the same player. He's their best overall natural athlete. And as Houston is going super athlete on them, you know, they really didn't have an answer there. And it was just one of those stunning comebacks that while it's happening, you're like, oh, I see where this is going. But it's just unimaginable that it would continue to play out in the way that it did. Everything went wrong there for quite an extended stretch. Nothing worse than missing your free throws when you need it. And I think that rule in college basketball is outdated. Can we get rid of these damn one-on-ones?
Yeah.
Are you with me on that?
That's just
crazy. We're beating this team, right? We can't make free throws. And now they just get to foul us and get the ball back?
It cost Tech. Florida used that strategy to be able to beat Tech. Tech couldn't make their free throws. The one-on-one screwed them as well. So I know Red Raider fans listening are like, yeah. My brother-in-law watching that game with me said the same thing live. He's like, can we get rid of the one-on-ones? Yeah. We can't shoot free throws right now. This isn't a good thing for us.
I mean, I would go to the Hack-a-Shaq rule, where once it starts happening in the last 2 minutes or whatever, you can pick the guy who's going to shoot the free throws.
Well, and it might be a factor tonight, because Houston at times has been pretty cold from the stripe. And yeah. Florida, they've executed that game plan before late in the second half.
It's so amazing how unrepeatable emotion is.
Yeah.
Like the muscle memory of that. Like how is 92% as good as it gets? You know what I'm saying? It's a free throw. But I think that's the pressure of the game. And,
absolutely.
And what makes sports so interesting is the unpredictability of it. Okay, speaking of unpredictable, I'm watching the Stars on Saturday. And man, the Penguins did a nice job equalizing early in the third period. Dodonov then gets the cheekiest final goal in a hat trick you'll ever see. I'm still not sure how he slipped that between the goaltender and the post, but he got it in there. And you're like, okay, 3-2, let's do this.
Party.
And then just unbelievable how that whole thing came apart. I guess, you know, it's a good reminder as we get ready to go into the playoffs of just how cruel sports can be. Of all kinds.
Yeah, it's painful. I mean, you get two defenders that are running into each other.
Yeah.
Create an awkward goal there for Pittsburgh. Crosby was brilliant with a hattie as well. And then yesterday, you know, Otter goes back home to Minnesota. You're thinking, here we go. This is going to be awesome. They're able to get it to overtime. But unfortunately, it didn't go your way. Now, the good thing is you're still just 3 points back from Winnipeg.
This is doable.
It is doable. Like the weekend definitely made me feel a little bit like, okay, they're probably going to be where they are and they're going to take on Colorado, because those are just two heartbreaking losses.
The big goal last night, though, buys them a little help, though, because yes. I think Winnipeg's schedule is tough.
It is. The Stars have an easier schedule down the stretch. They were able to salvage a point, and they've got Winnipeg at home this week.
Yeah, beat Winnipeg, and then you can't lose any more games.
No. Right.
What are there, four left? Five, three, four, three left? Three left, I think.
So, yes.
Okay, just a couple of games left for the Mavs as well. And Guys, this is crazy. If I'm Nico right now, if I'm Nico, what's that, Wilczek? You good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing how many games. I think we got five left.
Five left? All right. If you are Jason Kidd, if you are Sean Sweeney, who at times has been one of their assistants in charge of defense, I'm not sure what his exact role is right now.
He's defense, I
is
think.
Is he defense?
Yeah, he's defense.
Where's the defense?
Yeah. They've been awful.
Defense wins championships. That's what I was told.
Yeah.
This is why we traded Luka.
Yeah.
Luka could hold teams to 135 points.
Yeah.
Luka actually could beat the Clippers by himself, which he did many times. Luka could beat the Thunder by himself, which they dismantled OKC last night. Okay? You told us this trade was going to make us better defensively. We even take Kyrie off the court, and you cannot stop anybody right now. This is unbelievable. Like, I'm sitting here going, you made the trade for defense. Does it take an entire offseason to implement this defense? What's going on? Because you have Anthony Davis, you have Lively, you have Gafford, you have so many wings. You got rid of Quentin Grimes so you could bring in Caleb Martin. PJ Washington's healthy, and they are playing horrible defense. Can't stop anybody, which is weird. Maybe the stress of everything that has transpired since the beginning of February has ground them down to a point that they just cannot wait for this thing to get over. Maybe the Clippers are a bad matchup now. Maybe the lack of point guard leaves them so frustrated that they're like, it doesn't matter how great a defense we play. We can't get, you know, legitimate professional offense going on this side of the court.
I think that's the bigger problem. I think they're in a situation right now where they're trying to compensate for their lack of offense.
Yeah.
And it's affecting them on defense. You know, there are too many guys trying to do too much.
Hmm.
With Luka, Kyrie, people like that, it's pretty natural. Like, okay, those are going to be the primary scorers in the third and the fourth. We just need to lock down and play defense here. And you got too many guys that are having, they're having to go to some of these guys.
Their defenders are having to create, which is exhausting.
They're having to. They're absolutely having to do way too much to try and make up for the lack of the scoring they don't get in the third and the fourth. They could get up in a we've watched these games. They get up double digits with, you know, 4 or 5 minutes left in the game, and you're like, oh, good, you know. And then all of a sudden, here's a collapse.
Run out of gas.
They run out of gas. They don't score. They're trying to play defense. You know, they've got guys that are trying to play defense, and then they're trying to play offense, and they just need to focus on one, but they just don't have primary scorers or consistent primary scorers, the 40, 30 points a night that you got with Luka and Kyrie, and it's made a bad difference for them right now.
Man, look at the top two texts right now. 817, why do you even cover this team anymore? 972, everyone stop watching the Mavs. The trade is still sickening. I guess I feel like I'm covering the story. It's the story of the year.
They're going to get in the playoffs.
Well, the story is this week, Wednesday, you've got Luka coming back to the AAC.
Yeah.
So it's not going away. 6:30 tip. We'll have Tim McMahon on tomorrow at 5:20. Bobby Marks, who had an article out, basically every other team, what they could have offered for Luka. Which is just going to make you sick to your stomach as a Maverick fan. But he'll be on with Sean and RJ. Well, Bobby and RJ tomorrow morning. But it is, man. And I think Wendy today was going off. Like, how do you not get Austin Reeves in the deal for Luka? There's so many things you can look at. I mean, the trade, it's just, it always was going to look bad. It's now just looking worse every day.
Now we just wait until Patrick DeMont or Nico realizes how bad they messed up and they try to get us out of it. But like I answered a tweet today, what would you say to Nico if you could talk to him right now? I don't want to talk to him. The man destroyed basketball in North Texas. Okay? He's dead to me. I literally cannot think of anybody that I am professionally more disappointed in my entire life because of what he's taken away from me. Okay? The ability to talk basketball on the radio. Now I got these texts flying in, like, why do you guys even talk about them? Yeah. I love basketball way more than football, okay? We talk a lot of Cowboys football. I like football. I love basketball and soccer. Those are my sports. And now you've plunged me back into the hellscape that we were in from 2012 to 2019 before we got Luka. Okay? So, like, I think the emotion is just starting to stir.
It's gotten worse. I mean, it really has. It just makes, especially when you look at the landscape of the Western Conference. You had the guy that could dominate the conference for a decade.
Yeah, he was proving that.
Teams look the entirety of their franchise history to find a changing player like Luka. I mean, I think it was our buddy Nick Angstad, Locked On Mavs, once the trade happened, he went down 14 teams that have never had a player the caliber of Luka Doncic.
Wow.
It is so hard to find a talent. You can bitch and whine about whatever the heck he didn't do. That's fine. And watching him, I think we were all frustrated with some of the stuff. The annoying complaining to the refs, not getting back on defense.
But we never thought he was going to get traded.
But no. And at the end of the day, all of the good outweighs all of the bad. And now look what he's done with the Lakers. A team that couldn't play defense, a team that wasn't going anywhere, didn't have championship aspirations. All of a sudden, that team, if they won the West, I don't think any of us would be surprised. They just shellacked the number one team in the conference last night.
They did, man. They look good. And Luka is a lot to do with it. So that stinks. You know what else stinks? I just got a very disturbing phone call.
Oh, no, what happened?
Abby was playing soccer in the backyard and managed to kick her ball through the master bedroom window.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought they could handle that. But apparently they couldn't. So we got Window Nation on the horn.
There we go. Perfect.
And if you have any window wants or needs, call them at 866-90-NATION. Go to windownation.com. It's buy four, get four free right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if I need that. I just need one.
I'll just go ahead and let her kick out all the other windows.
But it is Masters Week.
Yeah.
Scottie Scheffler, winner of two of the last three, Dallas's own, number one golfer in the world out of Dallas, 97 straight weeks on top, longest run from anybody not named Tiger Woods, history of the game. And then the other story is Rory McIlroy still trying to complete the career Grand Slam, but he has not won a major since 2014.
Been a while.
So. Says the 214, I add that ownership could have stopped the trade. Absolutely.
They didn't know better.
That's the problem with having a young owner.
And what happens, I believe, is nobody in the organization stepped up to tell the owner that it was ridiculous, probably for fear of losing their job.
Why do you guys act like AD isn't a top 10 player when healthy? And if Mavs would have shopped Luka, then it would have leaked that he was being traded. You're a Lakers fan. Please. Please, don't try to justify this.
I don't know
when
if
Eddie healthy.
Is.
He said, when healthy. When healthy, bro.
I think he's just trolling us.
When healthy.
My goodness.
AD is a great player.
Yeah.
When healthy.
Yes, he is. He definitely is. I think Luka might be in the conversation for top 10 player of all time. AD's in the conversation for top 10 when healthy. Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods' legacy in Augusta, Georgia will include more than five green jackets at the Masters in his career. Augusta National Golf Club chairman Fred Ridley announcing Woods and his design firm designing a new nine-hole short course at the Patch, the former Augusta Muni course, which is where many of the caddies who worked the Masters learned to play golf. So, I don't know. Are we going to be able to go to this and play that? If it was the old Muni grounds, wouldn't that be cool? If there was a public Masters?
I wonder if it's on the grounds of the, because I know they built this practice facility that was incredibly. I think they spent like $70 million in this practice facility there at the Masters. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
what they've done.
It's next door. It's going to open the.
So it's outside the gates.
Yeah, it's fourth TGR Learning Lab in Augusta. So they got big investments going on there. Tiger Woods in Augusta. Practice at the Masters suspended today.
Weather's bad. Talk to my buddy there.
Uh-oh. Oh, you got a buddy there?
Yeah, I got a buddy there.
Who's working it?
No, he's actually he's going to practice rounds tomorrow.
So he's a fan.
He was telling me that he goes, man, all the people that, and it's tough today if you had tickets for just today and they didn't go back out there, that you don't get to go back tomorrow. Your tickets don't carry over. You only have to only on that day. And there's people that went into the pro shop, which you should always do first if you're going to go to the Masters. Go to the pro shop first, get your gear, and then if there's a weather delay, because what they do is they immediately kick you out of the grounds when there's a weather delay. There's no hanging around.
No gear.
So you grab your gear. If you think, I'll grab my gear on the way out, don't do that. If you feel like there might be some questionable weather, get your gear first. You could store it, ship it, do all that stuff, and then go out. And if there's a weather delay, you make sure at least you got your gear. But there's people that had tickets today and got rained out. I've been to the Masters before and was only on the ground for 8 minutes.
My goodness.
The actual grounds for 8 minutes. That was it before we got kicked out.
Yeah, they were there today for about 3.5 hours at least.
Yeah.
So that would be worth it.
Yeah.
Heck, about 3 hours at a golf course, I'm ready to go home.
Yeah. You can walk around and see what's going on there. Sure.
I think I've probably been to five golf tournaments in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't think I've ever stayed till the end. It's hard to get a great seat where you can just relax. Unless you're drinking in one of those booths.
Yeah.
They got the tents.
Masters is a great opportunity, though. Like, even if you have a chance to go to just practice rounds, go to those. Just to see just
yeah,
to see the
that would
whole,
be different.
It's
yeah,
amazing.
Take
TV,
it all in.
TV doesn't do that place the justice with the undulations of the greens and things like that. You just got to see it with your, like at 18, they always show that tee shot at the end. It's in that narrow gap with the trees. It's amazing. It really is.
Yeah. It is.
Standing there watching.
It's forecast calling for storms today with the potential of severe weather and 1 to 2 inches of rain. But the rest of the week is looking promising
nice
right now
yeah,
with sunshine and high temps in the 70s yeah, later on in the week. So that should be pretty dang good weather, especially if those greens take some rain.
Yeah. Well, it'll slow them up today for sure. But they got this system that drains all the moisture out of the greens, so they can get those things lightning fast if they want.
There you have it, an expressway for you on a Monday night here in the G-Bag Nation. We ran LA Live at 5 o'clock sharp if you want to go back and listen to that. Usually most nights 5:40 here on The Fan. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup at Master Control back from vacay. Knocked it out, just went four flawless. Wolchuk is in the house. Salute to you. Thanks for joining us. Eric Chiafalo back tomorrow. For Brian Broaddus, I'm Gavin Dawson, and until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.